thing anyway.
Mountain air, in all probability.
Oh, and the views, John.
Marvellous place for a sanatorium.
Yes. Yes, it would be. But I'm not sure your practice will ever be able to support that sort of thing.
Besides, you wouldn't really like to live here, would you?
Cuckoo clocks, trees, and St. Bernard dogs.
Mercenaries and the Red Cross.
And those funny chalets with a gentleman and lady who tell the weather. No, a honeymoon is one thing.
A fine thing.
A wonderful thing. But London is for the rest of our lives, isn't it?
Mm.
We have to allow time to build up the practice, after all. And then to reap the reward of it.
Yes, no retirement for me, unlike some.
No bees.
I find my powers undiminished, mind. Rather, the contrary.
Well, I have not been disappointed.
It could be a thankless business investigation.
That's why I have turned to you, Mr. Holmes.
Well, you were right to do so. I'll go back with you to Bedford, I think.
Colonel Emsworth has expressly forbidden me to return.
I've been shown the door at many a better place than Tuxbury Old Park, Mr. Dodd. And I'd be interested in seeing how bellicose is the Colonel after I've had a word with him. Now, you say there are only two servants in the house.
To the best of my belief, the butler and his wife.
And no servants in the detached lodge where you believe Godfrey Emsworth's hidden.
Well, unless a little man with a beard. But he seemed to be quite a superior person.
Yes, and that is very suggestive.
Of a mystery, it seems to me.
Had you any indication that food was ever conveyed from the main house to the lodge?
I did once see old Ralph carrying a basket down the garden walk in that direction.
See, you've gathered together the essentials of the puzzle with great astuteness, Mr. Dodd.
Oh.
You'll be happy to hear the matter presents few difficulties in its solution.
Yes?
I'll meet you at 9:05 on Monday morning at St. Pancras Station in plenty of time for the down express to Bedford.
Mr. Holmes, I began to think you'd missed the train.
Then you come, then.
Heavens, Holmes, do you always cut it so fine when you take a train?
My friend Watson will tell you, gentlemen, it's my habit never merely to step onto a stationary train. Well, if there's a moving one in the vicinity.
Oh. Then this gentleman is not Dr. Watson.
Alas, no, sir.
My colleague and biographer has, I regret to say, deserted me for a wife. No, this is an old friend of mine from before my days as a consulting detective.
Mr. Dodd, I am glad to meet you.
It's possible the journey may prove entirely unnecessary to him.
Well, I wish you'd mentioned that, Holmes, in the first place.
On the other hand, it may be absolutely essential.
You say you saw your friend's face quite clearly at your window, Mr. Dodd.
Well, his nose was pressed against the glass, and the lamplight from my room shone full upon him. How much clearer would you like?
You see?
I'm prepared to accept that it was indeed him. But you say he was changed, sir.
In colour, yes. His face was... I don't quite know how to describe it.
A white as cheese, think you, sir?
Yes, almost. A kind of fish belly whiteness. It was bleached.
You say fish belly white, like scales.
Well, you see, no difficulty, really.
You didn't notice his hands by any chance?
No.
Pity.
Look, gentlemen, if you have solved this mystery, I'd be grateful that you should let me know. I've hardly slept for a week for worrying about Godfrey.
Well, to be candid with you, Mr. Dodd, there remain one or two details to be cleared up.
Details?
The most interesting parts of the case, sir, are always the details.
Worth the journey?
I should say so. Oh, the noise, John.
Quite a number of tourists stop by here nowadays. It's by far the most spectacular fall.
John?
What?
You know that gentleman?
Who?
There. He seems to know you.
No, I don't think so. Damned impudence of the man.
He must be foreign. Waving like that to a stranger.
We are the foreigners, my dear. Dr. Watson?
Dr. John Watson, is it not?
That is my name, monsieur.
And, madame. Enchanté.
Monsieur?
I shall be glad to know, sir, how I may have made your acquaintance.
We share a profession, you could say.
I am a general practitioner.
Of course. And you are here for your honeymoon.
you seem to know a lot about us.
Chère madame, it is my vocation to know about people.